1-800-259-7979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Stand Up for News. We are stand-up comics, and we tell the news the way it should be, because it's not like the news can stand up for itself. It doesn't even have legs. And we always do our intro song, right, Chris?
That's right.
And we got the artist known as Christopher right here. Give it up for him. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Clap, clap. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Yeah! All right, we have a special guest today, my old work mom, Linda Fellows, stand-up comedian Linda Fellows, and her sister, Karen. What's your last name, Karen?
Willie.
You have a different last name. Karen Willie. Linda Fellows, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Nice.
All right, and your sister, you said, had performed before for the Renaissance Festival for how long, you said?
Yeah, well, you tell them, Karen. Mm-hmm.
This is my 23rd year.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've probably definitely seen it because I go every year for the past 22. What's up?
They said that mic should be up a little more.
Oh, yeah. Raise it on up a little, Karen.
I'm picking it up.
I'm going to tell you my Karen joke later. Now, let's get into some news, though. Let me break out my bag of news. All right. A 2,000-year-old Greek tablet was found. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce this young lady. What's your name again? Say it loud.
Zia.
Same last name?
Zia Willie Barker.
All right. Willie Barker.
She's 9.
Hey, welcome. I'm going to say something here. You might want earmuffs every now and then. All right. Well, yeah, 9-year-old in the studio with us. 2,000-year-old Greek tablet found has been translated and turns out to be an ancient Greek yearbook. Don't worry, Perseus. Hercules did stay cool. Get it? Yeah, that's what they used to write in the thing. Except for the time he killed his wife and child. Hercules, more like Jercules.
Nice.
They didn't have that part in the cartoon. If you saw Hercules, the cartoon.
Well, I was in there.
The real Hercules killed his wife and kid.
Oh.
All right. 836-million-year-old crystal might find certain life, and scientists are about to open it and see. The crystal performs down at Tina's House of Angels Gentlemen's Club, if you want to go check her out. At 9 p.m. tonight.
Nice.
2 drink minimum. you said you brought something to talk about, right?
I did, and I wasn't prepared. I don't know why I'm even here, actually, because I haven't been on stage in a while. But I wanted to talk about, there was a study done recently about online shopping behavior. 70% of respondents admitted to making at least one online purchase during the pandemic while drunk or stoned. 76% of men said they were more likely to shop online while intoxicated, and 46% of women admitted to this. I'm kind of surprised that more men are shopping stoned, but women actually don't need to be high to shop online. Also, women will tell you that Xanax and Cabernet is strictly mood maintenance. That's not under the influence. He's the one with the problem. But I digress. It says Amazon was more commonly used for online shopping while intoxicated than Walmart, eBay, and Target combined. Overwhelmingly, the weekends were the most popular time for intoxicated online purchases. Amazon announced it's now going to change Black Friday to Blackout Friday. And it'll be every day of the week, 365 days a year. And there are benefits to drunk shopping. Amazon offers a discount to anyone who fails a quick online sobriety check. You don't even need to know who you are, where you live, or how you're ever going to pay for this. They already have all your information. Amazon has more information than the FBI. So, Amazon's having daily deals on the wine fridge. One of the most popular items lately is the wine fridge. I know because I'm a realtor, and it's a trend in remodeled homes that I see. People believe it immediately increases the value of a home, and it makes it seem much more sophisticated. I saw a single wide with a wine fridge the other day.
Remember when the bidet was in vogue in the U.S.?
More alcohol.
I think it was around the 1970s. I get to see the trends of the period in every home I see. I love the old Craftsman style homes, the 1920 homes that had those great front porches that some idiot in the 1980s thought it would be a great idea to enclose. So now it's a sweltering, stuffy hotbox where the houseplants go to die. 100 years from now, realtors are going to be showing historic homes with antique wine fridges. Every house built between 2020 and 2022 will have a wine fridge. It'll be cool all over again in like 100 years.
Right.
But back to the drunk shopping. It's a serious problem. We need to look into this. And I can just see the commercials for treatment centers right now. Have you ever had a package delivered and you have no idea what's in it, even though you ordered it less than 24 hours ago? Is free one-day shipping not good enough for you anymore? Have you ever had multiple deliveries throughout the day? Prime Vans, U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, and DHL are all at your house regularly. People are even delivering things in their own personal vehicles because they need backup.
Hey, you want to hear one of mine? Or you got more?
I have. Oh,
you know, we take turns here.
Did you install? I'm sorry, I wrote a little monologue.
Go ahead.
Did you install a Ring doorbell just so you could monitor for front porch pirates? Are you feeling paranoid that someone's going to take your packages away? Have you ever purchased the same item multiple times? Have you taken out 52 lines of credit with no intention of ever paying it back? You don't have to fill the void one delivery at a time. You can break the habit. Call 1-800-I'M-BROKE today.
Nice.
TikTok chefs cook up the Guinness Book of World Records largest nugget, weighing chicken nugget, you guys, weighing in at 46 pounds. They served it to the largest toddler in the world, Trumpy Want Nuggy.
Did you say Guinness?
Guinness.
Like Phineas?
I still say it.
Do you serve people Guinness beer as well?
We don't have Dick here anymore. No more Dick on the show.
That's right.
Yep, we're dickless.
What happened to Dick?
He kind of quit or whatever you want. There's a little drama over the Tommy Chong interview, so we don't have Dick anymore.
Yeah.
We're dickless.
Bow-bow.
Nah, it sucks.
Yeah, this horse escaped its trailer and wandered down a New York City highway until it was rescued. Now, don't worry, sir. Michelle Parker was just fine and will return to the set of Sex and the City safely.
Nice.
23 years of performing for the... And what did you perform when you were in the Renaissance Festival?
I do a two-woman comedy show called The Washing Well Wenches. We have like a big tub of water and we act like laundresses and splash people and violate their boundaries. And
I've seen that show.
Have you?
You violated my boundaries. We must have met somehow.
I had a feeling
what was your
there
character's
was something
name?
Familiar about you. Ruby Sweaters is my character.
Can I talk to her right now? Can you turn into Ruby?
I mean, she's always here.
Tell me, Ruby, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen at one of these festivals?
The craziest
thing
what
are you like,
seen?
Nah, this isn't happening right now at the Renaissance Festival?
That's hard. The memories get really blurry, you know, like the later in the weekends, the blurrier the memories get.
All the mead.
One time my partner, we just had a... Sometimes we really connect with audience members and we'll like end up seeing them out and around the fair site later in the day, you know. And I mean, I used to do them kind of all over the country, you know, all different states. And there's this really huge festival in Texas called TRF, Texas Renaissance Festival, outside of Houston. And people just get crazy there. Like they come to just party their faces off and have their boundaries violated, you know. And this really old guy was just a total ham, and I think we may have used him in the show at one point. And we like ran into him and his family later in the day, and he was like, "I love you guys so much. I laughed so hard. I laughed my teeth out." And he like spit his teeth out. And my partner just, without even thinking, she just grabbed him and put him in her mouth. And then we like took a group picture.
Nice.
And man. Yeah, it was definitely pre-COVID.
Well, yeah, time. I was going to say.
Were you at the pretty one great in Tampa where the fairgrounds, I think it was at Mosey, completely flooded?
I did that show the very first year when they moved from Largo to Tampa, and then right after that I moved to the West Coast. But
so you were there? That was crazy. Yeah. I was up to my knees almost in water.
Whoa. And the show went on? Like they just kept...
Yeah, well, except for some of the stuff. You weren't at that one?
I don't think totally I was there when flooded it flooded up place. To your knees.
Well, at least around the beer tents, it was flooded up to my knees. There were people sliding around in the water and playing in the mud and everything.
Crazy.
It was insane.
Man.
Here's some news for you guys. North Carolina feds arrest a man after he was stopped at the airport with 23 pounds of cocaine stuffed in his wheelchair cushions. His coke use was his real handicap. And he thought the wheelchair could just blow right past him. I brought some old jokes I wanted to hear you ladies read. We already read that one. I'll find one.
Sort of like the Norm MacDonald show, right? Just pass them off, read them.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
Oh, here's one for you. Here, read that one, Mom.
Skull and Bones Secret Society is being sued by... is being sued by Rick Scott for using his likeness as their logo.
Rick Scott!
Senator Skeletor himself.
He's Senator Skeletor.
Senator Skeletor.
Oh, very thin.
We have a call in. Who's our caller? Is it Scott?
Yes, it is.
If it's our man on A Street, Scott Patrick. How we doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're having a little fun here. Where are you today? What street are you on?
Well, today, in light of, Pride Month, and, St. Pete does Pride Month so well with the celebrations, I'm down there right now because today is actually, most people don't know, it's National Pop Goes a Weasel Day.
Huh.
So I'm trying to find a bunch of hot dudes to pop my weasel.
Oh, man.
So I got a couple of news stories if you'd like me to share.
Sure, fire them off.
Yeah, so there was a man in Britain. He had deadlifted 285 pounds with one finger, breaking a Guinness World Record.
Nice.
You know, I've never met the man, being that he's from Britain, and he's not much older than me, but I still have an inkling to call him Daddy. Yeah, I got another story. There's a man in Idaho. He balanced a chainsaw on his forehead for 25 minutes.
I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah, but given, this is Pride Month, I thought he would have been more festive, so I'm going to break his world record, and I'm going to balance a meat mallet on my chin for 30.
I wrote one I wanted to tell you, Scott. All right?
All right.
In Shelbyville, Indiana, a fisherman catches a catfish with a large sex toy in its stomach. They found the original owner, and the owner said, surprisingly, it smells the same.
Yeah. And considering that a catfish is a bottom feeder, we know how it was used.
Nice.
What else you got for us, Scott?
That's all I brought, because you had two wonderful guests today. I didn't want to take from their time.
Here's one for you, bud. Oh. I already read that one. Where's the other one? Here.
You got this, James.
Yes, a man in a wig and in a wheelchair was arrested after throwing a piece of cake at the Mona Lisa. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That guy wigged out. And it was supposed to be Coke, not cake. He got the wrong wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
That's a little callback nice joke for you.
Nice callback.
All right, Scott, you don't want to share anything else?
I got to get back, but I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, he's trying to
tell us one of your old ones?
Tell one of my old ones?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can remember any of my old ones. I've had so many of them.
Yeah, we need
not your exes.
We need
old
the hard-hitting news from the street,
Yeah, so I don't know. You got me off guard, man. I don't think I can come up with anything. I appreciate it, though.
Here's some news for you, bud. The National Forest Association decided to nickname my ex as a national geyser out there in Yellowstone Park, I guess.
Mm.
My ex, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they nicknamed her Old Unfaithful.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But kind of like Old Faithful, she's got a hole that's 75 feet deep, 5.5 feet in the diameter, and toxic fumes cause it to erupt every 45 minutes.
Oh, man, where's the slide whistle?
Oh, I forgot the thing of the day whistle.
Man, that was the joke of the day. We missed it.
You got a new segment we've been doing for a couple weeks now, and what's it about?
That's right.
Gay news, or what's
it's called?
New in your
gay news, and but it's too late for that. So yeah, it's,
right. Well, I'll use it next time. You
yeah,
tell
we yeah, we're doing this little segment in lieu of Pride Month, but also you know as we kick off our new podcast before too long, we wanted to have a new segment. We're calling it Your Gay News, and I figured I'd cover some of the local LGBTQ news in St. Pete, Tampa Bay, and all that cool stuff. There's
why do you get to do it?
I mean, I think you know why, James, is the resident homosexual on the show. I think it's more than appropriate for me to do your gay news. But, yeah, I found that there was just a little bit of new stuff today. I saw, actually the same day as Pride, as St. Pete Pride, so, Saturday, June 25th. It looks like right beforehand at, 3 to 6 p.m., they're having a writer's workshop. It looks like a, what are they calling, LGBTQ+ creative writing group, down at Inclusivity, which is this cool little place down on Central Ave, 2235 Central Ave. Check that out. It's right before the Diversity Parade, and it's going to be a pretty good time. I think I'm actually going to turn out to that because I think a lot of people are actually going to show up to that. And otherwise, a lot of the same news. Obviously, you have the Diversity Parade on June 25th, and then I believe RuPaul's Drag Race is coming to the Hard Rock Seminole Casino in July. So keep a lookout for that. Otherwise, I just wanted to give a quick little shout out to Metro Inclusive Health. They are fantastic. I recently had some work done with them, and if you're going into Pride weekend and you don't know your status, definitely get yourself tested, get swabbed, get checked out. They're not even paying me to say this. I'm just saying because it's important to know that stuff, especially with syphilis and HIV on the rise lately. So keep, you know, yourselves safe out there. Get on PrEP if you need it, and you know, Metro Inclusive Health Wellness can take care of that for you. So figured I'd do a little shout out to them. And before I drop into my song for the day, I didn't want to make it too somber, but considering it's Pride Month, and you know, LGBT news has been pretty heavy lately. 2 days ago, June 12th, was the 6-year anniversary of the infamous Pulse shooting that happened in Orlando when 49 people lost their lives very tragically, and what was the worst mass shooting in American history at the time. Little did we know things were going to get as bad as they are now. And
6 years?
6 years ago, wow. Yep. June 12th, 2016. Yep, it's already been 6 years. And yeah, the day weighs very heavy on my mind, especially because, you know, as I talk about gun violence, my dear friend Caleb Brunger, who I used to work with at Papa John's, he actually died a year ago today, June 14th, from an accidental gunshot, an accidental suicide. And so, you know, when people talk about, you know, the gun problem, it kind of hits me pretty hard because, you know, one of my good friends, he was only 21 years old, and he is no longer with us because, you know, of a dumb drunk accident that shouldn't have happened. And which is, you know, why I say, you know, responsible gun ownership is important. We don't have to get rid of them, but we definitely need to be careful, much more careful with them, and have some absolute, you know, definitely some background checks, things like that. We're not going to get into that right now. I figured since it's been 1 year since my friend died, I would do a little song for him that I've been performing out. It's a nice little soft, little easy song by the Foo Fighters. It's called Home. And this one goes out to Caleb Brunger. Rest in peace.
Faith. And all want is to be home. People I've loved, I have no regrets. Some I remember, some I forget. Some of them living, some of them dead. All I want is to be
wasn't very sad.
Yeah, that wasn't sad at all.
Happy Death Day up there, Caleb.
Yeah,
shrug
yeah.
off. We miss you, man.
Exactly. Nah, not to make it too sour, but, you know, it's every time of year. You know, the middle of June kind of has a couple of rough anniversaries for me to get through. So, you know, it's fortunately we're at the other side of it now. So,
Happy Death Day, Paul. So I'll pick the pace up, though. Here we go.
Yeah.
Rapid fire session. In Albany, New York, a courthouse was closed for fumigation after hundreds of cockroaches were released during an altercation that broke out at an arraignment. Ah, man. Once they exterminate all the lawyers, there won't be any more rats there either.
Dang, I thought lawyers were sharks.
Speaking of anniversaries, it's Donald Trump's birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh,
that's right. That's Trumpy. Right. It is. It is.
Trumpy yep. want nuggies. All right. Fire it up.
89. 90. Elon Musk buys Twitter for $44 billion. That's crazy since it's free on the App Store. What a loser.
Twitter.
He puts the twit in Twitter.
Man.
Fire it away, Karen.
In Washington State, a woman falls into an outhouse toilet hole trying to recover her cell phone she dropped at a national park. It was trapped there for hours. Oh, no, she falls.
Yeah, she fell
she
in after
She falls
it.
Into it going after the phone. And yeah, she was trapped there for hours.
4 hours.
Yeesh. Urine deep. Crap now, lady. This joke might be a turd, but women need to go to the bathroom in groups for a reason.
All right, bam, go, Linda.
Strong. 21-year-old Chihuahua becomes world's oldest dog last week. Happy birthday, bitch.
These are the ones I wanted to make you guys read.
Oh, boy.
Here you go, Linda, go.
Oh, again. Florida woman threatens to blow up son's school and was arrested. She accused them of not providing him with a decent meal. She says her cooking is the bomb.
Oh.
You get it? All right. I don't think you could read this, but you can go give it a try.
Zia, go.
Cracker Jacks, the delicious snack has changed their name to avoid cancel.
They changed their name to avoid cancel culture.
Yeah.
They decided to change it to the less
slow on the uptake.
Offensive name?
Honestly, Jax.
Ooh, that'd be so much cooler.
Yeah, let me try that one.
Okay, you do it.
Cracker Jax, the delicious snack, has changed their name to avoid cancel culture, you guys. They decided to change it to the less offensive name, Honky Jax.
Honky Jax.
Fun. Here you go, Mom.
A herd of deer was overrun in a Wisconsin pub. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
One smashed right through the front window. They arrested him, and it was Blitzen, who is always getting blitzed, and the North Pole has suspended him indefinitely. That's what you get when you advertise Jello shots for a buck.
That's a lot of deer jokes in one.
Nice.
Oh, all right. You ready? Here you go. Chris wrote that because my handwriting stinks, so you should do better with that one. There you go, Zia. Zina?
Like Zia.
Not the princess, right? Princess Warrior?
Yeah, Zina, the Princess Warrior. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Johnson and...
Johnson & Johnson?
Johnson & Johnson is feeling cancel culture for racism right now. Due to them only using
Caucasian babies to make their baby powder. Oh, oh boy.
Here you go. There's one for you, Karen.
Ew. A 10-inch knife was found in a baby's car seat at a Boston airport. When asked why the baby, it said was time to cut the cord. When asked why, the baby said it was time to cut the cord. I got that one.
This baby formula shortage has one positive at least. More public breastfeeding. Well, I think you should have read this one, James.
That's why I gave it to you. Here's one for Chris. A man juggles 5 balls while suspended upside down to break a Guinness Book of World Records thing.
Did you say Guinness again?
Yeah. He broke our record by 1 ball, Chris.
Oh, my Lord. 1 ball.
You get it?
1 ball.
Juggle 5 of them.
God, can we get the 6th one? Jesus.
Here, I'll let you read this one. Let's read that one to Tommy Chong for us.
All right, Tommy Chong, if you are listening, you're going to enjoy this one. Let's see. It says, woman Florida. I'm kidding. Florida woman laces menu with THC at wedding with caterer's help and was arrested even though everyone loved the pot roast. Nice. Uh-huh. And the pot pies. Mm. It wasn't even a potluck. The sushi apps were, oh yeah, sushi appetizers were wrapped in seaweed and rice papes. They found out about the THC when they brought out the dessert. The proof was in the cake. Nice, nice. I like that. Okay, that was cool. That was cool. I dig it.
Mike Tyson beats the heck out of some jerk who wouldn't leave Iron Mike the heck alone on an airline flight. Remember that? You see that video?
Oh, yeah.
He's lucky Mike didn't just give him an earful. All right. That's it, you guys. You coming back next week, Linda? You did a great job.
Right. Okay. Yes.
You're welcome to come back next week. We have a guest next week, but you're welcome to come co-host with us. All right, that's it. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. I will stand up for you. You can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Thanks for singing with me, Linda. Stand up for news. All right. Next up is Carrie Kay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade 6.